Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I'm your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you create the better life of your design through complete connection to yourself, to others, and to every aspect of your world. Today, we're going to be talking about an activity from stage six now, connecting to yourself by taking responsibility for your life and exactly what that means. That's a phrase that's thrown around a lot, so we're going to get into the details of exactly how to do that. Before we get started, a shout out to new listeners in Buffalo, New York. Welcome. Thank you for this connection. We're so glad to have you on board. If you have thoughts, questions, or ideas, you can use the link in the show notes. Head on over to the community page and send them in using that form right there. I'll be glad to hear from you. That comes directly to me, and you will get an answer directly from me. So let me know what you're thinking and how I can help. If you haven't checked out the book and the album yet, of course, that's linked up in the show notes as well. So, taking responsibility for your life. Now, one of the most critical things you can do is to take that responsibility for your life. But what does that mean? So let's do an exercise to make this happen. So the following exercise is challenging, but it's well worth it. And it's one that really kind of helped me get a grip on reality. I want you to find a mirror. It could be, if you're driving, don't start looking in mirrors, but a mirror in a bathroom at home, or you turn your cell phone camera on yourself and use that as a mirror. But I want you to go find a mirror. And a real mirror works better for this because you can actually look into your own eyes. I want you to look into it. Look at yourself. Look yourself in the eyes. I want you to look in the mirror and see the person causing 99% of all your problems. It was you who chose to get into those bad relationships. It was you who spent money you didn't have. It was you who chose to take that job or leave that job or get into that relationship or get out of that relationship. You get the idea? It was you. And if it wasn't 100% you, it was part you. Sometimes, very rarely, our problems are caused by someone else. Very rarely. But even in these very rare circumstances, you are the one ultimately responsible for solving it. If you want to see change in your life, you will have to be the one to make it happen. At this moment, I want you to stop blaming your challenges on anyone else. They were not likely the cause, and they are certainly not the solution. This starts with recognizing your own role and your own authority. You are the decision maker in your life. Ultimately, your choices determine your fate. Now, you might feel forced into a choice. You might say things like, I didn't have a choice. But the reality is that even with a gun to your head, you have a choice. Are you blaming others for your choices? Are you blaming others for your circumstances? That's one way to ensure that your situation will never change. And I don't care what the excuse is, and seriously, I've heard them all. Oh, well, I can't ever make more money because the man's keeping me down, man. No, you're keeping you down. You are the one who chooses what your life is like. Oh, I can't do that because of inherent racism, sexism in the industry. Really? I was a woman in the defense industry. You don't even want to know my stories. But did I let it stop me? No. No, I did not. Why? Because I chose to take that authority over my life. And you can't take authority until you take responsibility. So now is the time to stop blaming other people for your choices and your circumstances and your future, because are they who you really want to be in charge of your future? Man, I hope not. That's a terrible idea. So it's time to take full responsibility and authority over your life. Your failures are yours. Your successes are yours. Your bad decisions, your good decisions, your internal self-talk, and your plans and your task lists are yours. Your time and attention are yours. What will you do with that kind of authority? What will you change, and what will you keep the same? Because you can change or keep the same anything you want. Consider each area of your life. Now that you have taken this responsibility for yourself, I want you to consider each area of your life. Health, finance, relationships, professional life. Every little aspect. And examine your situation. And I want you to decide how you want it to be. How do you want your health to be? What do you want your finances to be like? Are you tired of being in debt? Are you ready to do something else? And we address that in stage 3. If you're not working on that right now, head back there. But what do you want? And when you think about how you want it to be, I want you to ignore society's rules, because what you want might line up with what society says is good, but it might not. But I don't want that to be a factor. I want you to ignore what everyone else thinks, and I mean everyone. Ignore the media. Ignore your friends. For a moment, ignore your spouse. You, what do you want in each of these areas of your life? What do you want them to feel like? What do you want them to be like? See, once you stop blaming others for what is wrong with your life, you can take that authority for yourself and you can make your life whatever you want it to be. And we'll visit manifestation more in later stages. We took a look at it back in stage 2. We got you started. But for now, it's enough to simply stop blaming others and see your own role in your problems and see your own authority to change it and make it whatever you want. You can make a plan and you can make it happen. So start making the changes you want today. Now that is not making the changes that everybody says you should make, right? So let's talk about the typical questions that I get on this. Let's suppose you are a bit overweight. This may not be an area that you care to change. And there's a whole Western society telling you that you need to be thinner. But if that's just not a priority for you, you don't need to make it one just because society says you need to make that a priority. Right? If you really want to just travel full time and not have a house, whoa, that's weird. Be weird. But be true to what your gut is telling you it wants to work on. And that's a lot of fun. So let's suppose, here's another question that I get. Let's suppose that some of your goals are really quite large. Let's suppose you have a huge goal. And let me throw some examples out there. Let's suppose you want to save up some money to send your kids to college. And you say, okay, how much am I going to need? And you look at the prices of college these days and you say, oh my God. When I did this, we were going to need on order of $250,000. just to provide a little bit of college for the four of the five kids that needed it. And it seemed insurmountable. And we had just gotten out of paying off all our debts, and we were debt free, and we were approaching this next step of saving for kids' college and retirement and things like that. And it just seemed like yet another insurmountable obstacle. How are we ever going to save this much? Well, we're going to do it the same way that we got out of debt, $1 at a time, and we're just going to keep going. Other big goals. Maybe you want to learn a language. Maybe you want to finish your degree. It could be absolutely anything. And these big goals can feel very overwhelming. I'm in a stage right now where I'm getting rid of everything I own and getting down to where what I own can fit in a backpack. And it feels overwhelming at times because there's just so much. There's so many things that need to be done, which is ironic. If you want to have nothing, it actually takes a lot of work. If you have a lot of some things that you need to get rid of. So the key on what can seem like these overwhelming tasks is to start with one. If you're learning a language, start with one word. Just one word. If you're trying to get rid of stuff, start with one thing. Give away one thing. If you're trying to save money, save $1 or $100, depending on where you're at. But start with one small unit and then do it again. And then do it again. Let's suppose you are that person who wants to lose some weight, and that's honestly your goal. And you're taking responsibility and authority for that. Start with just a few minutes of some sort of exercise. Tim Ferriss recommends that you should start with half of whatever you think you could do. So for example, if you're like, I think I could run a mile. Run half a mile. Come back the next day and do it again. And kind of work your way up. If you think you could memorize 10 words a day of a new language, start with 5. Even that's tough. How about 1? So if you just start with one small unit and work your way up, you will be amazed at how you can accomplish whatever you desire to accomplish. If you're trying to finish your degree, start with one class. Maybe you've got a big stack of books you want to read, start with one page, one chapter. But start with one. Starting with one is the key to accomplishing absolutely anything that you could possibly want to accomplish. Just start. Just go. One little bit. And then one little bit more and one little bit more. But it all begins with recognizing that you have both the responsibility and the authority over your life. And you don't get the authority until you take the responsibility. So if you're ready, this is a fantastic move in stage 6. And I put it in stage 6 because a lot of people don't ever choose to go to stage 7. And this may be as far as you choose to go. So this is the key to making a beautiful life, even if you never go any further than stage 6, which is fine, right? Again, it's a matter of what you want for yourself. So send me your thoughts and ideas. Let me know what you think. Click the link in the show notes to head over to the community page. Scroll down a little bit. There's a little form right there. It comes directly to me. You'll hear back directly from me. I love getting thoughts and ideas and questions from everybody out there. So thanks for sending them in. Keep it coming. And of course, check out the book and the album and what's coming out next. So now out, we've also got the quick reference guide, which is a much shorter black and white paperback, condensed, sort of a light version of the big book, and now a coloring book, which I'm pretty stoked about, and I'm exploring the possibility of an audiobook as well. So having tons of fun with all of this. I hope you are too. Let me know how it's going, and thanks for joining me. We'll see you next time. As always, I'm wishing you, Purna Asati, complete connection.